To Arizona now, where as of this week, doctors who perform early-stage drug-induced abortions will be required to tell patients that the procedure may be reversible, something many doctors say is not true. On Monday, Governor Doug Ducey signed into law a bill aimed at preventing women from buying health insurance plans that offer abortion coverage on the federal exchange. And it's a provision in that law that requires doctors to tell women that medically-induced abortions may be reversed. Dr. Ann Davis is an obstetrician and gynecologist, also consulting medical director for Physicians for Reproductive Health, a doctor-led organization advocating for reproductive health care policy. Dr. Davis, start with the drug procedure we're talking about. It's a two-step procedure?
That's correct. And as a reminder, that process was approved by the FDA more than a decade ago. Mm-hmm. Those of us who do it, and I'm a provider myself, are very comfortable with how it works. So the first part is you take a medicine called mifepristone. And then a day or two later, you take the second medicine, and that one's called misoprostol. Mm-hmm. And that starts the process. The first one sort of sets things up and then prepares for the next step. And then after women take the next medicine, that initiates the abortion itself.
And this is in the first 7 weeks of a pregnancy, very early on. As you well know, it's Dr. George Delgado in San Diego who's saying that he's been able to reverse the process before the second drug is taken, after the first drug is taken. He claims that he's been able to have women produce healthy pregnancies by reversing the process.
So the paper that he published, he gave some medication, a progesterone. So that would be sort of the opposite of the first pill that women take, and that's the idea. He gave that to some women who had taken the first pill for the abortion, and then of the women that he gave it to, some of them went on, and the pregnancies continued. The part about this that makes this really concerning for doctors who are talking to patients is that his experience in no way determines that the medication he used actually works. So we know from well-established science that if you take the first medication and you don't take the second medication, that some women, probably around between 30 or 40%, will go on with their pregnancy because you need the second medication for the abortion to occur in a reliable way. So it is unsurprising that if a woman took mifepristone and then didn't take the second medicine, that she might continue her pregnancy.
So to be clear, this doctor's claim has not been researched, it hasn't been peer-reviewed, and it isn't really, it sounds like, what the legislation is claiming. It's not reversing the entire process.
Not at all. It's one doctor's experience and in no way establishes that this is an effective treatment. And it's really a dangerous place for us to be as doctors, where we're being forced to tell people about a treatment and we have no idea whether or not the treatment works. Should there be more science in the future about this, we welcome it. We always like to learn more about medicines and how they work. But at this point, certainly we don't want to be put into a position of forcing us to discuss something before we know if it works and also if it's safe. The American College of OBGYN has put out a very clear statement that this is not recommended and they don't support it. Really, there's no major medical organization that would support this kind of intervention. So it's really unfortunate that politicians are insisting that this is something we do. It's not coming from mainstream medicine. And this is really, I think, in a sadly ironic. In the state of Arizona right now, medicine that we do know, we do have good evidence on how to safely provide medication abortion. And we've been told by the legislators in the state of Arizona that some of the ways we've improved that care, we can't talk about those things. So it's a really disturbing situation.
Well, I think you've already answered this, but I just want to ask you to respond to Kathy Herod, who's president of the Center for Arizona Policy. That's a conservative organization that was a leading supporter of this legislation we're talking about. And she said, there's no downside to this. Where's the harm in informing a woman that it could be reversible? Where is the harm in intervening halfway through the procedure if, in fact, he's shown that that could perhaps stop an abortion?
He didn't show that. Mm-hmm. So the harm is that, just think about your interactions with your doctor. When you go to the doctor with a medical problem, do you expect the doctor to bring up therapies or treatments or ideas that have no basis in research, that haven't been investigated, that we don't know if they work? What if you're doctor just kind of, you know, was trolling the internet and found some treatment that, you know, a doctor had given to five other people and they thought it worked. And they said, hey, how about this? Why don't you give this a try? As doctors, that's not the sort of way we practice, right? We want to make sure that we're offering people things that we know are that work, that they're safe.
And Dr. Davis, just so we've heard you clearly and get your advice here, if a woman does have the first half of the procedure and then just decides on her own, mm-hmm. you know what, I'm changing my mind in these right. 2 days before the second, uh-huh. is there any harm in her doing that, just stopping?
Oh, absolutely none. No. Yeah. Right. And again, a certain proportion of those women, maybe 30 or 40%, we'd expect their pregnancies to continue, and we're there for them should they make that decision to talk over where they are at that point. And again, I would just also emphasize that when we're having conversations about with women or anybody in a doctor's office, you know, we're there for women. We want to help them make the right decisions for them. And this type of idea that we need to mandate talking to women about something that isn't an established therapy really has no place in my office, and I don't feel belongs in medical practice.
Dr. Ann Davis, obstetrician and gynecologist, consulting medical director for Physicians for Reproductive Health. Dr. Davis, thank you.
You bet. My pleasure.